effective communication isn't just communicating with other people. It's understanding who your source is and how you're communicating with your source to be a higher resource. We don't grow by accident. We grow by alignment. In business and in life, our communication is the carrier wave for that alignment. It is the frequency of that alignment. How we turn intent into impact is the question of communication. When we drift into staying in the comfort zone, we shrink. It constricts when we stay the same. When we sprint into anxiety, we actually burn out as well. We shrink. And both end up in the same result, usually sick and broke and lying on your mom's couch, depressed or suicidal. It is sustainable growth that happens in the learning zone, where we stretch without snapping and speak with clarity, with empathy, and accountability. That's why our message must compound just like an asset with the rule of 72. It should accelerate in aggregate, compounding with a consistent effort, like a savings plan of habitual behaviors aligned in the divine direction with the alignment of the meaning, the lessons of the past as well. The values align content that will endure across all mediums and moments. Accessing matters to trust is the gateway that moves ideas from good to gone viral. And it is this trust and the process of vetting the trust and the intentions that we have that allow us to earn when we offer before we ask. We need to match our message to the right mediums, to the right communities, to the right audiences, listening to connect, not to win, and replacing the no's with how transforms the interference, the resistance, the tension into traction. This framework isn't a theory. It's a daily practice. And if you'd like those daily practices along with the guide and exercise from today, this training, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Let me know if you bought Don't Do Business with Dicks as well, and you also get my book. When we are able to calibrate our zone of essence, of effective communication, of in spirit, of intuition and intelligence that flows as freely as water through a stream, we choose the channels with this definiteness of purpose and intention, and we lead with curiosity and generosity. We create the conditions where opportunities will accelerate, aggregate, and compound like the rule of 72 and the assets that you are building for your financial security will allow your relationships to deepen and these results to exponentially grow. Once again, if you like those daily practices or this training, david@dmeltzer.com. The first lesson in effective communication and surrounding ourselves with this is to understand the comfort zone. There's three concentric circles: the comfort zone, outside of that, the learning zone, and outside of that, the anxiety zone. And if we stay comfortable, we shrink. So many people are so comfortable today, just death scrolling on TikTok or Instagram, don't even realize the constriction that's occurring, the stuckness and the shrinkedness that's occurring in their lives. It actually creates more anxiety to stay in the comfort zone than it does to be in the learning zone or even to reach out to the anxiety zone. And if we live in anxiety and interference, we are blocking the infinite amount of energy and inspiration and intuition and intelligence that inspires us, that fulfills us, that provides us passion, provides us purpose, provides us profitability. And we seem to burn out, but we're actually just clogging the toilet of energy. We're clogging the energy, the infinite energy that we have. It is nothing but sustainable growth that we want in the effective communication that we have with the infinite energy, the infinite inspiration, the infinite intelligence, the infinite intuition that allows us to grow and stay in the learning zone where there's no evidence, where the evidence is contrary to where we want to be, to remain in the light, to remain in the lesson, and align those lessons and the meaning of those lessons with the divine direction of where we want to be or better. We can't stay comfortable. We can't remain anxious. We need to facilitate our lives to make it easy to learn, to find the light, because this is why we are here, to find the light, the love, and the lessons. And I promise you, in the comfort zone, the lessons will keep on coming until you learn them. The problem with the comfort zone and the anxiety zone is you won't learn them. That's why you got to stay in the learning zone. We've all pushed past our learning zone. We've ignored the signals on the other side of the fence, on the outside fence, the inside fence, the comfort zone of the learning zone, the outside fence in these three concentric circles is the anxiety zone. And there's signals when we cross over, I need to be right, I need to be offended, I need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, or resentful, all constricting us back into interference. And if we ignore these signals, we would have to pay the price. That's not grit. That's not grind. That's miscalibration of the ease and the infinite that we belong to. That is an interference of your faith and wisdom in which you have been granted energetically and genetically by being given this human experience, indicated by your heart starting, ending when your heart's stopping. Growth will happen on the edge, not on that cliff. On the edge of the learning zone, and the frontal edge really is leaving the comfort zone into the learning zone, and on the further edge, leaving the learning zone into the anxiety zone. Both of those zones constricting our behaviors and our communication, our effectiveness of the human experience, and our communication with our source improves when we stretch, just not to the point of snapping. Look for the clues, the patterns, and adjust your choices to make sure that you don't live in the comfort zone or the anxiety zone. We want to make sure that we're constantly auditing, taking inventory of our activities each and every day, the guarantee of God, the 24 hours that you're given before each day. And after each day, make sure that we take inventory of each day in the 24 hours by notating the activities of the day, sleep, our health, our family, our finance, our faith, the study of time, the study of relativity, the circumstances of the day as non-negotiable or negotiable behaviors are committed to in a devotion, a divine direction of discipline, attention, and intention, which equals the coincidences, the coinciding of the universe. We need to look for the clues and the patterns and label these moments of where their location is. Is this a comfort zone, an anxiety zone, or am I in the learning zone? Let's control our stretching. Add one rep, add 10%. Look through what we feel is harder to do or bolder to ask each and every day, stretching ourselves not too far where we break. We bend. Flexibility and adaptation in the negotiable behaviors without bending on the non-negotiable one. Make sure that we have these non-negotiable tripwires that allow us to work on the things in the human experience that keep our heart beating, notating that the human experience is bookend by the heart starting and the stopping. Make sure that we work on what? One, our breath. If you don't breathe, you die. What we eat. If you don't eat, you die. What you drink. If you don't eat, drink, you die. Our movement. Make sure you're focused in on these tripwires, and especially your sleep, because it takes up the most amount of time. And I promise you, if you don't sleep, you die. And if you do sleep right, you will perform better, because nothing allows us to perform better than recovery and access to the information and that we're effectively communicating with. Let's use not only recovery in its maximized state of sleep in a non-negotiable way, but the negotiable way of micro recoveries. Utilizing the stop, drop, and roll to reset, stop, drop, and roll to reset in the divine direction, reminding, remembering, and recollecting an effective communication with that which is bigger than us, that loves us more than our moms, between the high stakes conversations. Utilize box breathing or walking or some sort of nutrition or water to go ahead and recalibrate when we're drifting. when we drift back into the comfort zone without stretching or stretch too far and drift into the anxiety zone, we need to resize back into the learning zone for the next step. Calibration, coordination, culmination of a compounding effect and impact, regardless of the evidence or the evidence contrary to where we want to be. It is the calibration that allows us to live in the growth zone, the learning zone. That is the first lesson of effective communication from Don't Do Business with Dicks. Reminder, if you buy Don't Do Business with Dicks or want this training, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Just tell me about the book. I will send you my other book, Connected to Goodness. I'll pay for shipping the book. I'll sign it, send it to you, pay for everything for free. david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved, Meltzer servant. david@myfirstinitiald.meltzer.com. Beloved servant. Go ahead, Google it. All right. Lesson number two, content will compound. Content is so interesting today because it exists in two forms. It exists in reality and perception. Content is created live for the few for a higher level of statistical success and engagement, but can be captured at its essence for the modification, amplification, and perpetuation of your essence of the effective communication. And that is how it compounds today that was never available in the past. Our content can be formed in two different ways. It can be formed in authenticity, which is a manufactured brand, or its essence, which is an energetic, effective communicating brand. So many people have a great authentic brand, although it's not at their essence. So take somebody like Howard Stern's, who's very authentic to his irreverent brand. But if you met him, he's so generous and kind and nice as a person that it's actually not his essence. And so we want to make sure that we want to compound accordingly, personally and professionally, that in which we are looking to expand and grow with. Content is the heartbeat of our communication in person and in perception. And we can utilize the ability to capture it and modify it and amplify it and perpetuate it to effectuate the inspiration, intuition, and intelligence in which we want to convey for the benefit of helping others or to know people that will help us. When it carries this timeless, infinite value, we create a community based on the ability to help one another and provide value to one another. It creates an ongoing trust, and it continues to reach and grow and stretch and even provide revenue. That is why it matters. So many ideas will endure time until they become iconic or cliche. I love when people say, I know it sounds cliche, but be more interested than interesting. And I say, well, that's a great thing because I'm looking for cliches. I'm looking for the things that have endured the time, tested human nature of the past. Enduring content, enduring ideas will outlast the instant tactics and strategies and trends each and every day on Instagram and TikTok. When we find the concepts that resonate with us, that we feel strongly about for and strongly about against, we can use either our authentic brand or our essence brand in order to compound it across the platforms by days, weeks, months, and even years, creating a perpetual database that will feed your audience as they express interest, give you attention and intention to create the coincidence of the coinciding of the effective communication of you and everyone you surround yourself with. It is the content that vibrates at a higher frequency, notating that everything vibrates, the earth, the plants, the animals, the humans, the sound, the light, and the thoughts. And we know the thought that vibrates the fastest is the truth. And we know that we can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than us, elevating our awareness, which allows to make us better and more effective communicators. In other words, allowing and elevating the awareness so that things are easy by identifying the dis-easy. This long-term value-aligned systematic approach will outperform the quick hits that people desire in 0.3 seconds. But we need to define the incline, the divine direction of where we want to be or better, and defining three or four or five themes that we stand for, creative mission and the definiteness of purpose, mine being to empower over 1 billion people to be happy, defining happiness as the ability and capability of empowering people to make a lot of money, to live in abundance, to help a lot of people for the sake of them, and to have a lot of fun, to enjoy the consistent, to enjoy the persistent, to enjoy the pursuit of my potential. Not anybody else's, not what's missing, not what I don't have, not other people's opinion, because it certainly does not matter. We need to close that loop, utilizing clear steps, next steps, doing it now, doing it next, and giving ourselves for the sake of what are we returning. We need to have a fair mix of mediums of audience and engagement to understand how the texts and audios and videos are all amalgamating into a beautiful collage while we keep our core message authentic to our brand and to our essence. We do need to give first, but we have to be cognizant of the fact that just because you give does not mean you will receive any of the man-made constructs. It's all infinite. The more love you give, the more love you receive. The more kindness you give, the more kindness you receive. But money and time are man-made constructs. And nowhere does it ever exist in the human experience that you give more money, you're going to receive more money. That's bullshit. You give more time in the man-made constructs of time, and you're going to receive more time. Bullshit. What will happen in the man-made constructs, if you give more, you'll be given more. Now you need to get to work. You need to find the light, the love, and the lessons. You need to see the evidence when it's not there through faith and wisdom that you're going to get there. And you need to receive all that is given to you, even if it's painful, even if it's evidence contrary. You need to receive it, learn from it, and then ask for more, ask for different, ask for things that are aligned with the reality and the meaning that you have, defined by the divine direction of your purpose. And the thoughts about your purpose are your purpose, and you'll find your purpose in this effective communication with your source to become a greater resource. We have to remember that content has two forms: authentic form that is manufactured, and essence form that is part and parcel to the infinite that you are. The closer aligned your authentic brand is to your essence brand, the easier it'll be and the less diseasy it is. But both can be successful. An authentic brand can be successful in the man-made context, and in the inspirational context, your essence content will resonate and make people feel strongly against and for you. If you like these lessons, once again, if you buy my book, Don't Do Business with Dicks, and you just email me and let me know, I will send you the trainings, the guides. You don't have to buy the book, but I will send you Connected to Goodness if you let me know you bought it. I will pay for shipping my book, sign it for you as well. But remember, lesson two, content that compounds. David@dmeltzer.com is my email. David@dmeltzer.com is my email. So the third lesson is understanding asking. And the lesson is access before asking. Asking is the one piece of advice that I give everyone when they ask me myself what I would change or tell myself when I was 18. Same thing I tell myself at 58. Ask for help. But you must access before you ask, because you need to know what you're asking for, and you want what you're asking for to be aligned with the divine direction and the meaning of the past. And there's so much chaos and so much disease and so much noise that interferes with our potential. And in a noisy world, it is the access that determines whether our ideas are heard, shared, and acted upon. And if we don't ask for the aligned, we'll end up in a divine detour, not in the divine direction. We need to understand what we access. And when we ask, we have to understand. That's why I sleep, because sleep is not only for recovery guaranteed better performance, but we get to access an uninterrupted, uninterfered, infinite amount of information that is the inspiration that turns to materialization. Information creates form, and one of those forms is money, and it allows us to monetize the access to that information while we sleep, but also while we're awake. The companies, the teams, the families, the communities, the countries that all lead with help, with value. the value of giving people more of what they like or taking away what they don't like, giving them more of what works or taking away what doesn't work, giving them more of what they know and taking away what they don't know. These resources, a source of resource, the intros, the templates, all the things that we do here to give value, that all you got to do is email me for David@dmeltzer.com. We build these networks, these communities, these platforms where we surround ourselves with not only the right ideas, but the right people in order to effectuate those ideas. So it moves faster, it aggregates, it accelerates, it compounds exponentially, moves us further towards the divine direction in which we want to be in, not what other people want, not what's missing and what we don't have. We focus in on the discipline, attention, and intention with devotion that creates the divine direction, and learning from the past, aligning the relativity and the meaning of the past in order to fuel us into that accelerated movement. But we need to access that information before we ask. Too many people better be aware of another cliche: be careful what you ask for. Because so many people are asking for the wrong things, and so many people are asking for things that they're not willing to receive. You need to receive, or you're cheating people of the ability, the capability, the ability to help you, which is when we're at our higher self. And when we access others in order to access the information, the inspiration, the intuition, and the intelligence, if we're not asking and receiving, we are blocking, we are shrinking, we are living in stuckness. These are key insights to understand: access before asking. You got to know the offer, and know the offer is greater than the ask, and you need to be able and willing to receive it. Our trust or interference to that trust creates resistance, and what we resist persists. And if we can accelerate the manifestation of the devotional, the divine discipline of attention plus intention, and what we do say, think, feel, and believe equals the coincidences, the coinciding of our ideas with the information that occurs, the outcomes, the evidence, whether it's available or contrary to where we want to be, it is there to promote, protect, love, and perfect you, I promise you, within the context of that access. Create give lists. Create ways that we can help our partners each and every day, week, month, and year. Practice active listening. Don't be an interrupter, interrupting people to tell them what you think. Don't be a waiter, pretending to listen and then interrupt them to tell them what you think. Be an active listener, participate in understanding. Would it help you if, or do you know anyone that could help me? Mirror what they said to make sure you're aligned in the divine, that the summary of what you said is what you heard, because so many people, it's not what I say, it's what they hear. And if I'm not mirroring it back or summarizing it, we may be in a distant dis-ease of distraction and chaos as well. Without effectively communicating, without the access, there is no ask of a concentrated divine direction. We build reliability in the three buckets of none of the time person, some of the time person, or almost all the time person. Through consistent follow through, we become an access pass to others, and they enable us to live at our higher self, because we become more capable and more able of helping them. And every time we're capable and able of helping somebody, we're at our highest self. We're at and closest to God. Don't cheat others from doing so. So receive it from them and give it back. Make sure that you have office hours, that you're not just visiting with people you don't know or you barely know. You're utilizing your time effectively to use non-time and scheduled time in order to effectuate these different mediums that were available to be accessible, so that we can be productive and gracious as well, utilizing mercy, grace, and frugality of time. We can track the reciprocity, where our giving creates compounding returns, by utilizing the people that are almost all the time people, some of the time people, and ignoring the dicks, the none of the time people, letting them fall away or firing them from your life. Make sure we utilize lesson number 3 of effective communication: access before asking. If you like these lessons and others, David@dmeltzer.com. If you do buy Don't Do Business with Dicks, let me know. I'll sign, send, and pay for shipping in the book of Connected to Goodness as well. David@dmeltzer.com. The 4th lesson of Don't Do Business with Dicks, Effective Communication, the final chapter, chapter 11, my lucky number, is match the message to the medium. You could have an authentic message. You could have an essence message. You could create the greatest content that ever exists. And if you don't match it with the right mediums, nobody's going to hear you because it's not what you say. It's what they hear. The right message and the wrong medium will always get lost. It may even create resistance or interference to where you want to be or better. It is clarity that allows you to depend on the cultural and channel fit that will resonate with more of the audiences. Pick the bigger stages and the bigger people that align with your audience. Don't pick the bigger stages and the bigger people that don't align with your audience. So many different forms and mediums, platforms and mediums, distribution, et cetera, that exists. And the greatest form of medium is your own social silo, your own perpetual database of your authentic and essence content. Long form nuance belongs in appropriate places. YouTube, email, LinkedIn. We need logic and emotional proof that thrives on each and every platform and each and every medium in order to effectively communicate, whether it's text, audio, or video. Understand there's a sensitive negotiation when we're in person, on the phone, via email, or media in the subcontextual content mediums that exist on social media. It may be the authentic idea. It may be the essence idea. It may be the authentic content. It may be the essence content, but it is the same idea. It's just a different wrapper. That's what I did with Don't Do Business with Dicks. I have the same frequency. It is authentic to my brand. It is absolutely essential to my essence, but it's an entirely different wrapper than Connected to Goodness or Compassionate Capitalism or Unstoppable Creating the Life You Love. It is a different wrapper. Some people may say it's not authentic to my brand to title a book, Don't Do Business with Dicks. It may not be, but it's certainly at my essence. Is it at yours? If it's at yours, order the book. Let me give you another free book of Connected Goodness in a different wrapper that all these great ideas that resonate with you or don't, because I like to read both. Things that resonate with me and things that don't resonate with me, so I can ask myself why. What can I learn from it? Why does it make me feel so strongly for or so strongly against? What can I learn? Where's the light, the love, and the lessons in Don't Do Business with Dicks? Efficiency will rise when our mediums as well align with our vision. Whether it's in person, on the phone, via email, or the subcategorization of social media and all of its sub-platforms that exist, face-to-face has the greatest form of exponentiality and still carries the unmatched emotional connection and bandwidth and strength of signal that exists that can be captured and put on email and put on the phone and put on social media. So you get the most out of being and doing things in person. That's why I do so much live. Whether it's live in person or live virtually or a combination thereof, I'm doing it every single day because I get the duplicity and the multitudity or multitudes of exponentiality by doing so. And I'm consistent and persistent in my authenticity and my essence to the best of my ability. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Am I progressing? Absolutely. You want to make sure we're choosing all the channels by the goal or objectives or divine direction that we have. Persuading and live, informing and documentation and rallying in social media. Persuading when we're live, informing and documentation, email, etc., newsletters, and rallying by social media, amplifying. There's a tune to our audience, a frequency to our audience, the strength of our signal, the spectrum and reach of our audience. And we need to adjust our tones and the visuals and the pace for the age and the culture that will resonate with our authenticity and our essence. Create medium rules, boundaries, and frameworks so that the feedback that we get via text or email or social, and making sure that we're talking about the hotter topics aligned with authenticity and essence of who we are and how we capture, modify, amplify, and perpetuate it. Make sure that we end the message with the what, the why, the when, the how to prevent the drift, reminding people to email you, david@dmeltzer.com, to buy Don't Do Business with Dicks, get a free Connected to Goodness, to be more interested than interesting, to be kind to your future self. Post-mortem misfires need to be learned from. We will make mistakes. There will be setbacks. The evidence won't be apparent, or it will be contrary to where we want to be or better. But if you stay in the enjoyment of the devotional behaviors aligned with your divine direction, and you keep learning from the past and giving meaning to the missteps, the misfires, the setbacks, the failures, the defining moments in historical relevance, as I promise you, you will accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially to where you want to be or better. You got to match the message to the medium. If you would like this training guide, which will change your essence, change your interference, allow you to effectively communicate with your source and become a greater resource, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Buy, don't do business with dicks. I'll give you a free Connected to Goodness. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. The fifth lesson, listen to connect. Listen to connect. Be an active listener. Don't be a waiter. Don't be an interrupter. But listen to connect. Don't listen to win. Don't negotiate, pre-negotiate, post-negotiate. We don't just want to be heard. We want to feel understood. We want to appreciate our differences. We want to ask people, why do you feel that way? This is how conflict, the separation that exists today in our politics, in our religion, in our personalities, in our social silos, this is how this conflict becomes collaboration through the understanding that we want to feel understood. And the only way to do that is ask people how they feel. You can't unify one thing. You need two people or more to unify. Two truths can collide when emotions run high, as we see daily on social media and on media in general. But it is curiosity and verification that keeps these small fractures from becoming huge breaks. When we learn to appreciate the differences and provide equal opportunity to everybody to be promoted, protected, loved, and perfected by everybody's opinion, turn the conflict into collaboration. Our perception shapes reception in effective communication. Our perception will shape the reception, how we receive the things that we want. All that we're given is given through the perception of what we have in the access of the information of communication in a unifying way. When we're capable and able of slowing down and really listening and asking how people feel and why they feel about it, we turn the tension into alignment, into the divine devotional behavior, and we give it our intention of what we do say, think, feel, and believe aligned with that direction. We give a new meaning to it. So what turns that conflict becomes collaboration. It becomes fuel that is working for us, not against us. Instead of separating, it unifies. Utilize the golden minute, 60 seconds of undivided attention before we speak. A golden minute. Give yourself a golden minute when somebody makes you feel strongly against them or strongly for them. Use that golden minute to make sure that we verify and align to make sure this is what I heard, paraphrase, plus add the feeling. So from what you've told me about blah, 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 this is how you feel. Make sure you're aligned before you start to trek down the divine. Be careful of multitasking during high-stakes conversations. Make sure you stay 100% present, doing it now and doing it next. There are times for the rethoughts and the rethought of what they call multitasking and the interference thereof. There's a time when you can take a minimum amount of data and go ahead and process information from it. And there's times when you can't. And in those times of big opportunity, you want to make sure that in those high stakes conversations, you're 100% present. Labels are for shampoo, but it's okay to label emotions in the room by giving a perceptive way of how you're receiving it. Sounds like this touches on grief or pride or resentment or guilt or separation, inferiority, superiority, frustration, depression, worry, whatever it may be, time pressure. Go ahead. Try to label the emotion like it's a bottle of shampoo. And then, of course, we always close with the alignment in the divine direction of where we want to be or better by asking, would it help you if? Or do you know anyone that can help me? We capture the decisions, the owners, the next steps. We use a go, no go plan. so that we can utilize the three no rule. If you don't have the go, no go plan template that I give, or the three no rule that I give, so that you're always in step and in time of what we've aligned with by saying, this obviously isn't the right time. When it is, let me know after three no's. That's what you should be doing, with a few exceptions determined upon who you're dealing with and the size, scope, and skill of the opportunity. These are all things that we can do to listen, to connect, to align in the divine, not to win, to unify the two, not to separate them from you. Lesson number five is to listen, to connect, not to win. Understanding chapter 11 of Effective Communication and Don't Do Business with Dicks. If you buy that book, I will send you Connected to Goodness for free. Pay for shipping the book. Sign it for you. I don't need you to send me your proof and prove it. I trust you. Just let me know, David@dmeltzer.com. Or if you just want the training, just email me, David@dmeltzer.com. If you want the five daily practices, the three no rule, if you like the go, no go plan, just email me, David@dmeltzer.com. And then the sixth and final lesson of Effective Communication and Don't Do Business with Dicks. We need to replace no. We need to understand and replace no in order to effectuate how. And one of those is in the three no rule. This isn't the right time. When it is, let me know, because we can't control the circumstances. And anytime we make a decision or come to an agreement, implied, written, oral, even with consideration, which is payment, any of those times, all you need to do is say, not at this time. When it is, I'll let you know, because circumstances will change instantly. Instantly, time, emotion, and value change every single time. That is why we replace the no with how. And time is a dependent variable on what you can replace the how with. How will we get done within the context of my timing and risk tolerance within the context of time? It is a reflexive no, which will kill all possibility, probabilities, and your perspective. But utilizing time, emotion, and value, we can figure out how, when, and where this could work, which will turn these walls into doors. And you can let people know, and they can let you know, not at this time. When it is, I'll let you know, which will either accelerate the yes, or we'll never hear from them again. So we're not chasing a no because someone's too afraid to give it to you. When we ask how, we search and surface through curiosity, collaboration, and coordination, the options, opportunities, and touches of favor to give a scope, sequence, and resources instead of stuck or stalling. We're looking for scope, sequence, and resources to become a greater resource, to enjoy the higher self by being able and capable of helping others and not cheating others of the same. So that's why we ask how. To surface the options, opportunities, and touches of favor, distribute, modify, whatever it takes in order to facilitate the buckets of, can I do that? Can my internal team do that? Or do I want to distribute it externally to find someone that can help me or help you? Which is what this community is based on. If you'd like to join this community, email me, David@dmeltzer.com. Abundance is operational. It is the human experience. It is what reconciles us when we have an abundant perspective, a mindset, handset, and heart set. It is what reconciles the infinite with the man-made constructs of limitation, which starts with the human body, which is a limitation to the infinite in itself. By asking for help, by seeking help, by giving help, we provide an ownership in the human experience that maximizes our collective potential that exists in the infinite. But it is abundance that's the operational platform, the operational system that reconciles the infinite with the human experience. And God even gives us indicators that that's what we're supposed to be doing, because when we give, he gives you a doggy biscuit and says, good boy, good girl. Here's some dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. And when you receive, he says, good boy, good girl. Here's some dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Here's a dose of happiness. And when people witness it in this abundance of an operational system of abundance, good girl, good boy. Here's some dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins. When you give, receive, and you witness it, you get a dose of happiness. And when you interfere with it, with a need to be right, a need to be offended, a need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, and worried, here's a dose of cortisol. Bad girl, bad boy. It's like a little spanking. The universe is exact. It's simple, but exact. It gives us the clues, the patterns to make better choices. And abundance is the operating system that reconciles the infinite with the human experience. Use your own methodology of the stop, drop, and roll. How might we make a version of this work at the right time, in the road of motion, with the right value? We can normalize our ask and share the help request of, would it help you if? Would it help you if? Do you know anyone that could help me? We need to recognize, acknowledge, remember, recollect, and remind the hypnotic rhythm of the clues and the patterns and the choices with the effort, creativity, and growth that's necessary to effectuate the devotional behaviors, the disciplines of attention plus intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe in the divine direction. Know your interferences. Know the way you respond to the instant and obvious reaction to fear with a need to be right or a need to be offended, to in which I have a need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, or worried. Remember that most of them are duplicative negatives. Not only is it interfering with your potential and effective communication, but it's communicating what you don't want. It's wishing for what you don't want. You gotta listen. Be an active listener. Don't be a waiter or an interrupter. We need to validate and identify, and then we have to understand and define this shared vision of how we can help each other and know people who can help each other, and then utilize a go-no-go plan to propose the next step and continue to do that, knowing 100% of the things we do now and 100% of the things we do next get done, knowing that time and the 3-no rule will validate whether it's the right time, emotion, or value now. Track how we can be of service and of value to others, how we are giving more, being given more, receiving more, and asking for more than more. So why we can give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more, so that we can live in this abundant operating system of more than enough of everything for everyone, not a zero-sum game where you give more and never receive back. And win-wins are created. Effective Communication, Chapter 11 of Don't Do Business with Dicks. It's available now, finally. Change your life, change the way you look at things. The things you look at will change. And if you do, just email me and let me know. Or if you just like the training from today, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. These lessons will help you to calibrate your growth zone, to utilize content in an authentic and essence way in order to compound your divine direction and the outcomes that exist, knowing that you need to access the source before you ask it the source. You didn't match the messages to the medium. We need to listen to connect. We don't need to worry about winning, and replace the no's with the how's. Communication is a daily calibration, not a one-time fix. Every conversation invites us to choose the learning zone over the comfort or anxiety zone that constricts you into being stuck in a world that you don't want to be in or other people want you to be in. It allows you to publish your essence, your authenticity, or both, those types of content that will accelerate, aggregate, and most importantly, compound in your divine direction, not in a direction that is taking you away from what you want, what's missing, and what you don't have. We can earn the access by giving first, to then be given, to then receive, to then ask for even more, allowing us to select the mediums that exist in person, on the phone, via email and social media, and the subcategorization of mediums that exist on social media that fits and aligns with our mission. Mine being to empower over 1 billion people to be happy, to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. We need to learn to listen until others feel understood and summarize. How does that make you feel? To collaborate and coordinate instead of to live in conflict. We need to appreciate the differences that we have. Make yourself same first, then make yourself different and appreciate those differences. And we can turn our no's through the 3-no rule into how with a go, no, go plan. If we do these small little things consistently in the persistent pursuit of our potential, if we enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential, defining happiness, making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, and having a lot of fun, we can build the relationship capital, the community that will outperform any single pitch, post, or presentation that's ever been created. Our ask is simple. Today, take one stretch. Give one no-ask value piece. Run one golden minute of listening and one tough exchange with, how might we make a version of this work? Would it help you if, and do you know anyone that can help me? And then do it daily. Use the five daily practices and watch the alignment and the divine direction in which you want to be in and the meaning of the past change into momentum and the momentum into mastery and mastery into impact. And if you do that, we will make a lot of money with less pain. We will help a lot of people and stay close when it's hard. And we will enjoy the inspiration of effective communication and communicate in a way that keeps us connected, not only to our source, but ourselves as a resource of that source, and to each other, and to our purpose, and to our divine direction. This has been the effective communication training, surrounding ourselves with effective communication, chapter 11 of Don't Do Business with Dicks. Please purchase it, share it with your friends. If you do, just let me know. I will send you a copy of Connected to Goodness, david@dmeltzer.com. I'll sign and send it to you, pay for shipping, pay for the book. Little 2-for-1 action. Or if you just want the training from today, it's always free. I've been doing this for over 28 years, every single week. Haven't missed a week because I'm devotional about it. Not just discipline. I'm not just busy working so I forget to make money. I'm not just busy doing things with my family just because they're around. I'm present in it, and so are you. Pre-order Don't Do Business with Dicks. Please, if you like the lessons, the guides, daily practices, 3 no rules, a go-no-go plan, anything that you need, david@dmeltzer.com. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. I look forward to it. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.